So this is exciting for me, you guys. I don't know if you know this or not, but I'm recording a comedy album here tonight. And all of you are on it. It's like fucking Altamont in here. Without the Hell's Angels or the murder. Some of the murder. There will be some murder here tonight. It's gonna be a little later. It's exciting recording a record. When I was a kid, the big thing about records was that they all had satanic messages on them. That's what we were told. If you listen to all the records backwards, they would have, you know, worship my devil dick or whatever it is on them. And, you know, I was so excited about this idea that I played all of my records backwards, you know, when I found out about this. I never heard anything. Now, keep in mind, I was listening primarily to Duran Duran records. And what you get when you play a Duran Duran record backwards is just a slightly better sounding Duran Duran record. I got worried about the devil, though, because it seemed to me that he was putting all of his marketing money into the vinyl record industry. But then CDs came out, and the devil was like, "Fuck!" All that research and development money down the drain! And then there was no more evil. Which was so great. Now, if only we could do something about herpes, you know? I should rephrase that. If only I could do something about herpes. Why are satanic messages scary? Doesn't it seem like they would be more effective if they were nice? You know, if he was like, "Hi, I'm Satan. I like unicorns and root beer floats. LOL, LOL. See you later." Because it's not what you say, you know what I mean? It's not what you say in this world, it is how you say it. It all comes down to that, you know what I mean? It all comes down to perception, spin, PR, right? Because you can't get anywhere in this world if you have bad PR. Here's how you know if you have good PR or bad PR. It's all about word association. Like if you say the name of somebody, you know, the first word that comes to mind, that tends to tell you if they have good PR or bad PR. Like good PR, you think of somebody like Natalie Portman. I think babe, you know? Or like, you know, Eleanor Roosevelt, same thing, babe. But then there's people with bad PR, you know? Like somebody like Lindsay Lohan, you know, I think cokehead, you know? White powder, yay! Or, you know, Michael Richards, right? Bad PR, right? What's the word that comes to mind when you think Michael Richards?
Hey, Seinfeld.
Seinfeld, yeah. Did you read, you don't even know about this story, do you? There's a single word that I think of now when I think of Michael Richards, and it's the N-word, unfortunately. You can't say that word, you guys. That's a horrible word. That word is so bad, every time you say it, an orphan dies. I'm so self-conscious about that word, I feel bad sometimes saying my own last name. I'm very uptight about that. Nazis have bad PR, right? Nobody has worse PR than the Nazis, you guys. That's why they lost the war, you know? The Nazis didn't lose the war because, you know, I don't know why the Nazis lost the war. That wasn't the reason, you guys. It's because they had bad PR. Now, you guys know when I say PR in this context, I'm not talking about Puerto Ricans, right? Because that's not how you win a war with Puerto Ricans. You might win some candy from a piñata, right? You might win some arroz con pollo, which would be muy delicioso. Not gonna win a war. The Nazis, on the other hand, did do some things very well. You know what I mean? All right, now look. I'm Jewish, okay? So I don't agree with everything the Nazis did. But let's give credit where credit is due. They did do some things very well. For example, calling it a party. Right? In this country, we tend to put the emphasis on the first word. We tend to say, it's a Nazi party, right? And it sounds like, oh, I don't want to go to that party. But in Germany, right, in Deutschland, in der Vaterland, they put the emphasis on the second word. They say, it's the Nazi party. It's the Nazi party. We're having a party. Now it sounds like a B-52 song. It's the Nazi party, we're having a party. Rock Nazi, a rock Nazi. Putting on our boots, we're marching on Poland. Aryan evolution, it's the final solution. Rock Nazi, a rock Nazi. A Nazi party. Also, the word Nazi itself, that's a fun word, right? Nazi. Sounds like nachos. Rhymes with Yahtzee. Now I'm sorry, you figure out a way to combine the zesty taste of nachos with the strategy and fun of Yahtzee. I don't care what your politics are. I'm in.